Well, I just hope, I mean, we can't, we don't have enough of time in church or even in this little segment called The Message to look at all the promises. More importantly, the promises are real. And you heard me say it before too, but I go back to what Paul said. If we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But God has given us a promise of eternal life. The blessed hope. That's what the book of Revelation is all about. It's showing us when we become overcomers, the promise that we get. The new heaven and the new earth. Eternal life with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hanging on the promises of God. Well, hope and pray you're having a good day. Give us a call. I mean, I know this is sometimes gets a little convoluted and it's tried to hard to understand some of the things. And but what our whole purpose is to invite you to the hope that we have in Christ. Now, magic wand, your life, as soon as you accept Jesus in your life, everything's going to be hunky-dory. No. When I finally accepted Christ into my life and turned my life back over, I was so happy. And after a couple of weeks, my whole life fell apart. I lost my job and everything else. But I hung in there. And I am so glad that I did. Because it says in Joel that God will restore what the locusts ate away. And he had. Even though I lost my job and we had, I come and he restored so much of my life. And even though I enjoy the automobile business so much, I enjoy pastoring more than anything else. Now, I'm not good at it, but I love doing it. It's a nurturing thing. And well, anyhow, give me a call if you like. I'd love to talk to you in person. That's the way we like to do things, eyeball to eyeball. And yeah, you don't have to believe like me, but if you believe God, then you can believe like me. So it's the promise. God loves you. Have a good day.